On today's episode, we're trying to answer the question, is Universal Studios for small kids? This is episode 3 of the Capture the Magic Universal podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Mrs. Jamie Lee. So Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little tired.
I am very tired as well. It's just going to be Jamie and I. Jeremy and Rhonda are at Disney still, and so we're going to just do the episode just Jamie and I, but we also know this topic very well because we have two small children.
Yes, we do.
So we should... I think we can answer the question, or at least try to, pretty well. So
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Given our children, if you're new to the show, we've got a 3-year-old and an 11-month-old. So that go with us to the parks. So
they sure do.
We're that family with the double stroller.
Hey, and, you gotta have a stroller for those kids, dang.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Ugh. And the one child never stops eating. The other one, she just talks a lot.
That's exactly how they are.
Yeah, I know it goes. But yeah, we just got back from Disney, actually. This is why Jamie said she's tired. We got back from Disney's opening, or reopening weekend, I suppose, put it that way. So,
reopening,
and obviously,
yeah,
we will talk about that on the Capture the Magic podcast, which is the Disney podcast. So we're just going to talk about Universal over here.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to try and keep them separated.
Yes.
Try to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways. So we'll just go ahead and get into the show. Before we do that, we want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture Magic Network. We have, obviously, the Capture Magic podcast. It's myself and my lovely wife, Jamie, who's right here next to me.
Hello.
I
don't know.
We've changed it every Thursday now. And then you can find this show, the Capture Magic Universal show, on Mondays, and the feed on the Capture Magic feed for now as well on Mondays. We have Diz Dudes with Jeremy Stein and myself every Wednesday, and we do a live stream of that episode every, usually Monday or Tuesday, about noon, 1 o'clock Eastern time, into Club 32. And it's always a lot of fun, so if you can be part of that, you can go to ctmvip.com to check that out. And there's also a Main Street Magic podcast with Jeremy and Rhonda every Tuesday, and you can check them out on their feed there. And Trip Tales will commence soon. Mm-hmm. Now that there are trips to Disney happening,
yes.
So we will. I will get that form set up this week for you because Jamie has asked me a few times.
Thank you.
There's been a lot of stuff going on, but I will get it done.
Okay.
I will do it. I will actually get it done by tomorrow.
Oh,
I will put
right.
a deadline on myself.
I'm going to hold you to that. Now
that
it's
fine.
Out there. It's
that is
out
fine.
There.
but you can check out more if you want to be. Oh, I'll put the form on that page at ctmtriptales.com. You can check that out there. Yep. And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast or left us a review, we'd please ask you to do so. And this show wouldn't be, you know, available to do, or it would be harder to do without our awesome travel sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. So if you go to travelzip.com, there's a form there you can fill out to let them know what you're looking to do. If you're just curious of what sort of options or deals are out there, fill that out there. They'll get in touch with you, help you plan a great trip. On that page, we have some ticket deals with Universal specifically. There are some with Disney, I believe, that they are announcing, so we'll put on that page as well. So you can go and check that page to kind of see the latest deals that are available for Disney, Disney Cruise Line eventually, Universal Studios, stuff like that. So you can bookmark that if you'd like, but travelzip.com, fill out the form there, and they'll help you plan the trip, and you don't have to, it's sort of like having a travel agent or travel assistant you don't have to pay for, because they pay for it. So it makes your life easier and you have a better trip. So again, travelzip.com. So, all right. So today's show, like we mentioned, we are talking about basically, is Universal Studios for small kids? This mm-hmm. is the thing you hear the most about Universal Studios. This is the most, especially since we announced doing this show.
I feel like a lot of people ask us on the podcast, in the group too.
A lot of people in the group ask. A lot of people email or even direct message asking similar things. You know, because a lot of families have smaller kids like we do, mm-hmm. and obviously it depends on the ages, and we'll talk about that. But that's what we're going to discuss today. So we're going to break this down, kind of Parks level, including the water park. I know Universal says Volcano Bay is a theme park, but
it's a water park.
I mean, it's a very well themed water park, but it's still a water park. But we'll talk about Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure, Volcano Bay. We will briefly mention City Walk because, spoiler alert, not a lot of stuff for kids there, but we'll mention it. And then we'll talk about some of the resorts as well. So we'll kind of break this down, hopefully give you a very good idea of, if you're looking to go to Universal, you got small kids, what you could expect. Because I think that's the thing too, is if you go into this from a Disney perspective, mm-hmm. it's just different. Mm-hmm. And so you could get to Universal Studios and be very, I guess, caught off guard perhaps. So at least you would know beforehand what you can expect. So let's venture over to Universal Studios first.
Okay.
So obviously Universal Studios, but then one of the parks is just Universal Studios. The other side is Islands of Adventure.
That's not confusing at all.
Not confusing at all.
No.
Both of those parks encompass Universal Studios Florida.
Yes, it does.
In case you're confused. So let's talk about Universal Studios side and what there is for small kids over there.
The first thing that pops into my brain when you first walk in is Despicable Me Minion Mayhem. And it used to be Hanna-Barbera, the cartoon thing. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It's been Minions for a while. And our daughter wrote it. And she, I mean, she's tall enough or anything. And she was really excited about it. But some of the stuff scared her. I'm not sure what exactly
Well, I think
was
it was the
about.
Roller coaster. It's a simulator. Obviously, it's Universal, so it's a screen.
It's a little simulator. Yeah. It doesn't go like much. But
there's a part in there where you're like on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of freaked her out.
And they do have stationary like seats that don't move and you can just watch it, but
yeah,
she wanted to do the
ride. It's actually a cool ride. I mean, obviously from an adult perspective, I think it's kind of fun. But yeah,
it's silly.
She wasn't like terrified. She just kind of got off and then she was like, I'm scared. And then I asked her if she wanted to ride it again. And she's like, no, the roller coaster scared me. So it's not like
I'm
she
not
got
sure
off
what
of it.
It is, but yeah.
You know, she didn't get off of it like, you know, bawling or anything like that. But
right.
So it obviously depends on the kid. So
sure.
Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. The next one would probably be, I'm going to go toward the Hollywood section over here. Probably E.T. I think is the next one on my list.
I don't know. Did she get freaked out by it? Because you took her on there.
Okay. So here's the thing. There's no line for E.T. ever. Like ever.
I wonder why.
Because it's a wonderful ride, Jared. No, she was nervous about it from the get-go because of the queue. Because when you're walking through the queue, it's like a dark forest. Remember?
Oh, okay. Remember that part?
Okay, so it's like you're walking through the forest and you hear like birds tweeting and everything. And it's really dark. And she's like, Mommy, I'm scared. I'm like, it's fine, honey. It's not supposed to be scary, you know, all that stuff. So we got in the little bikes and we're going around the thing. And I had forgot in this one part of the very beginning where the cops and we're literally chasing you, like with E.T. in the basket.
Right.
That did not go well with her. She almost started crying because she's like, they're going to get me. Like, I'm like, crap. Oh. I'm like, she's three. I should have known. But it had been literally like forever since I've ridden this ride. And I totally forgot. So at the very end, when you see the aliens, they land and they got the hearts beating, she's a little bit better. But I don't think she'll ride again for a while.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me. I attempted to take our daughter on the Men in Black.
Yeah.
And I remember Men in Black being sort of like a Buzz Lightyear shooting ride. Luckily, we got there and she wasn't quite tall enough.
Yeah.
So she was excited, but then we're like, oh, I played it off like we're just going to walk through. So then I ended up riding it by myself because I was like, oh, I haven't ridden for a while. And I'm very glad she didn't ride it because there is a part in there which would terrify children, which is the very end of that ride. It's like the big alien eats you.
Yeah.
And it spins you in circles probably 8 to 10 times. It would have made you absolutely sick.
Oh,
with
gosh.
A strobe light going off and a very, very high-pitched sound. And I was like, wow, I'm glad that our daughter did not get to ride this because she would have been freaked out.
That's good that she didn't.
Yes. And I think that's the thing to keep in mind as we go through this is like, if you're coming from a Disney perspective, which obviously we have been and a lot of our audience does, you can kind of trust Disney a bit. They design things more to lean toward the family side. Versus Universal, I think they tend to lean toward designing things to thrill you.
Yeah.
So I think this, anytime you're on the fence, like with Disney, you're like, well, I don't know. You can usually err, like, it's not going to be too intense. Whereas Universal might err the other way. So if you're not sure about something, just put that.
You have to be at least 34 inches to ride E.T. And if you're between 34 inches and 48 inches, you have to have a parent with you.
Okay.
So that's the requirements for that. I want to go back to the Minion Mayhem. You have to be at least 40 inches. But if you're between 40 inches and 48 inches, you must be accompanied.
Gotcha.
So I think they do let you in if you're shorter than 40 inches, but you have to be stationary.
Right.
Which is funny because our daughter is a little bit taller than 40, so she could have had either one.
Okay.
Like they were just, I mean, it's not really crowded right now. So
yeah.
But anyway, I want to mention that.
Okay. All right. Well, what's the next spot we're going to go to?
Let's see. Let's move into... back in the back, which I always forget this is here, but it's like the Fievel and the Curious George and the Woody Woodpeckers and all that stuff back there. So they've got, what's that roller coaster called again?
We've got Woody Woodpecker's Nuthouse Coaster.
Yes. I have actually, sadly, I don't think I've ever done this. And it's open right now. But it's a little bit, I think it's like a little bit more intense than like Barnstormer.
Yeah. That would be my guess.
Maybe.
Our daughter was very... She rode Barnstormer this past weekend, and she was... She didn't know what to think. I thought maybe at points she would get freaked out at the end. She wasn't upset. She just, again, was like... I asked her if she wants to ride it again. No, I don't want to. That's just her way of saying, I didn't like that.
So it's a 36 inches is the height requirement on that one. There's also the Curious George Goes to Town, like, play area. Also closed right now.
Yeah, a lot of.
I honestly don't know when this thing's going to open, but I feel like we need to mention these things.
Yeah, you know? So there's a lot of play areas that are closed right now. Yeah. So you've got Curious George Goes to Town. You got Fievel's Playhouse. That's
another one. Fievel.
Yeah, Fievel's over there. That's over on the Universal Studios side. There's some more on Island side.
Well, no, Fievel's on the Universal side.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So.
No. Huh? No, it's some. It's just marriage thing. Sometimes I say things and
it doesn't register. Okay. Well, all right then. Anyway, so in that area right now is only the roller coaster that's open.
Yeah.
So, and that's going to be like that until we hear otherwise. So once the other stuff opens, hopefully you guys get to do it if you're interested. So.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing that if you're thinking about going right now, basically there's no play areas open either. If you're looking at Universal or Disney, none of them have play places open. So just have to keep that in mind. And then, so we got a couple of things left over at Universal Studios.
Yep. Simpsons. There is the, what's it called? The
Kang and Kodos Twist and Hurl.
Kang and Kodos Twist and Hurl.
Which is basically like Dumbo.
There's no
it's just requirement with their no and it, it's for, she would, she hasn't ridden that yet, but she would like it. She loves Dumbo.
I think Baby Thor would like that too.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
Although he's kind of stoic.
He's just like, whatever.
He just kind of looks around like, I don't know about this.
I'm hungry.
I think he thinks about food a lot. Hungry.
Yeah.
Like, I like food and like to walk around, please, and get into stuff.
That's what I like to do. Across there, to where the old Back to the Future ride used to be, still bitter about that, is the Simpsons ride.
Yes.
It's not my favorite. I will never do it again because, of course, resentment, right? But you have to be at least 40 inches to ride that. Okay. So,
Jamie was, I had to talk her into riding that ride. So when we went back and they'd taken Back to the Future out, she was furious. And then I was like, well, let's go ride it. And she was like, no, I'm not riding that. And I was like, come on. And so finally we rode it. And I wish there was like a camera on you the whole time because you were so mad the whole time.
I was just mad.
Which I agree. Back to the Future was a better ride, but Jamie, in her defense or in the ride's defense, I don't think Jamie ever really gave it a true chance.
Nope, and I will never do it.
I don't
never,
blame.
Ever.
I'm not again. Simpsons. It's like okay. Like it, the big thing with the Simpsons was because we're from Springfield, Missouri, and so there's always a thing of because it's Springfield on the show. Like which Springfield are they talking about?
Yeah.
Because there's like what 16 different Springfields.
I don't even know.
Yeah. And so the people that was the only thing of. You know, I remember as a kid, it was that show where I wasn't supposed to be able to watch it, but I never watched much of it. But yeah. So, all right. And then is there anything left over at Universal?
Yeah, there's a couple of things I do want to mention. So you said Men in Black, but our daughter was just a little short for it. So if you're like 4 and older. I mean, you probably like this, right? It's kind of like Buzz Lightyear.
That last part, though, could freak some kids out.
It could freak you out.
Like, it depends on your kid. Like, if your kid's a little...
Do a YouTube video. Search for a YouTube video and see if it'll
freak them out. And if they get motion sick. Because I'm not kidding. You would, without the patch, which the patch has been working out well for Jamie.
It has.
You would have been literally, like, not able to get up. It would have been bad. Because I think it spun around at least, like, 4 or 5 times. It was a lot.
I haven't been on in a while, so...
Yeah, in the strobe light in there, I was like, wow, this is weird. Like, this is just a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was going to say Hogwarts Express, obviously, which is in the Diagon Alley section. There's no height requirement on that. So, you know, you can ride it back and forth if you want all day long.
And it's cool. Like, our daughter likes trains.
She does.
Yeah. Baby Thor is kind of, again, he's...
Whatever.
He's sort of stoic about it. Right. But yeah.
Diagon Alley, real quick. So, our kid is... Our kid. Our daughter's not tall enough to ride Gringotts. But she's just under it. It's 42 inches is the minimum height.
Is it really that short?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So give her another year and she'll be way above that, I guess. I don't know. So probably. Again, this is like if you're 4 and older, you may qualify for a lot of these more thrilling rides. But for ours, she's just not ready for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
A little too scary for her. Revenge of the Mummy, if you're 48 inches and taller, so a little more, little bigger kids there. And same thing with Rip Ride Rocket, you have to be at least 51 inches, which I will never ride
that. I don't know why anybody wants to ride that, or, I mean, the Mummy, okay, but that thing has a vertical climb.
Yes, it does.
Like, vertical.
Like, it feels like you're falling backwards.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
I don't need that in my life.
Me neither.
I don't want to feel like I'm going to space.
Yeah. Also, Transformers, you have to be at least 40 inches, but it's a little, not graphic, and maybe kind of violent. I don't know. I mean, it's Transformers.
It's 3D, so I mean, you know, it's like some stuff can be seen like it's coming at you sort of thing. But I wouldn't classify that as, I mean, that's probably more.
But if your children are really into Transformers, for sure. Perfect.
But it depends on how you classify small kids, though. I would say that ride's probably 5 or 6 and up.
I was going to say, well, at least 40 inches. I mean, you're looking at 4-year-olds there. Some, maybe 3s.
Right, so.
And then Fast and Furious Supercharged.
Fantastic ride.
Shoot. you have to be at least 40 inches.
You could be 40 inches.
She could ride it.
To be part of family.
Yeah, but she would be so confused. She would. What is happening?
I think she would hate it because it's very high-pitched.
Yeah.
The audio in there is very... Because you would assume, I mean... it's got a lot of music in there, like, and you would assume it'd be a lot of bass and things. I don't know what they do with the audio, but it is.
Hey, dumb! What are you doing over here? I mean, that's how like really cheesy the dialogue is. Hey, man, we're family.
It's so cheesy. The people that do they've got actors in there. They mock the thing. It's pretty funny.
Like the team members are, they kind of make fun of it.
Because at first they call you family, and then they say citizens, and be like, I thought they were family. What's going on here?
And last one I was going to say real quick goes Race Through New York with Jimmy Fallon. It's a 40-inch requirement as well.
That one's pretty mild.
Yeah, I mean, in that side, on this side of Universal, I mean, anything, if you have a kid under 3, not a lot. I mean, there's the animal actors show that any ages can do, which is over by ET.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there forever, but if your kids don't like to stay still, you may not like that at all because it's kind of boring.
So our kids are no go.
I don't think so. Unless she, no, I don't think so.
It depends. Well, she likes animals. Baby Thor, he would just be trying to run everywhere.
Probably. but yeah, that's the Universal side, right? Yeah. I think
that's everything. Yeah. That's everything on my list here. I mean,
oh, Shrek. I forgot about Shrek 40.
It's right across from Minions.
Yeah. But it's 3D or 4D.
What's the difference between 3 and 4D?
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like you just put it on there.
Sure. I don't know because it didn't come after Shrek. I don't remember how the sequence of when it came out with the movies, but I don't know if she'd be interested.
You speak of, bitter about Back to the Future being gone. I'm very bitter that Twister's gone. And part of the reason I'm bitter that Twister's gone, where Jimmy Fallon is now, is because if you knew anything about the making of this movie, Bill Paxton.
Oh, man. I think you've told this story before.
And Helen Hunt hated each other so much. And I love the part where he just puts his hands on his hips, like, what you're about to experience here is an F1. You're like, whoa.
Oh, he got a cowboy there.
He's got like the Gene Like he's got the jean, he's got the Canadian tuxedo. He's got the jean, shirt with the jean pants,
denim shirt,
high waisted. Yeah, like he's ready to go. But anyway, that one would have freaked out kids probably because it's like a storm.
Oh
but,
yeah, never. Yeah, that's. That's
but yeah, so I think that's everything at Universal Studios.
I think so. I mean, there's stuff here and there, like the horror makeup thing.
Yeah, there's a. It's not for really. There's kids, a Hello though. Kitty over there as well, but it's a store. Mm-hmm. It's not a ride or anything like that.
And the Bourne Spectacular, which just opened last week, 2 weeks ago.
I tried to do that.
We tried to do that. So I don't think that's. Young kid appropriate.
Yeah, it's a I mean, if it's anything like the Terminator show, there's a lot of loud noises every once in a while and stuff like that. So it would probably depend on your kid. But
yeah. All right, we move on to whatever you want to do next.
Well, I was going to say the only other thing in there, I mean, a lot of the stores, like for our daughter, she loves Minions.
Yeah, stores are stores.
They got Minion stuff. So if you want to spend a bunch of money, you can take them in there and let them run around. But all right, let's move over to Islands of Adventure, which there is actually quite a bit more over here. So you would assume... Islands being more of the thrill park, there wouldn't be as much, but there actually is quite a bit over here.
Yes, there is. So the first thing we think of when we first walk in and go to the right is Dr. Seuss. Yeah.
This is the main, this is probably their, I would say, their defining kid area, kid land.
Every single ride in that area, I think the kids can, or most kids can ride, I guess. She can ride all, and she does every time we go through.
She wants to ride every single one of them. Yes, it's true.
And also, okay, so do you want to spout them off?
So in there we have High in the Sky, Guess Trolley Train Ride.
Seuss.
Sorry, Seuss. Oh, that was a misspelling. Okay. High in the Sky. I just read it how it said it. Burgundy. I'm sorry.
Guess?
Autocorrect got me. I guess? Trolley Ride? High in the Sky, Seuss Trolley Train Ride.
Yes.
Carousel, which is a carousel. Mm-hmm. We have One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, which is basically a Dumbo ride, but it does spit water at you randomly. Mm-hmm. I've actually never been hit with it, but it does hit some people with it. The Cat in the Hat ride, which is basically a dark ride. And If I Ran the Zoo, it's a play area, but it is closed currently.
Let's just... blanket statement, all the play areas are closed right now.
Yes.
So,
and there's actually
really unfortunate.
There's four play areas at Islands.
Okay.
At least. And they're all closed. But there actually is more than you would assume.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we spend a lot of time in there. And most of those, let's see, Cat in the Hat is 36 inches, is the height. High in the Sky Trolley is 36. And then the carousel and the One Fish, Two Fish one is no height requirement. Yeah.
The Cat in the Hat ride is weird. Freaks me out.
It is a little weird. Yeah.
Like the part with the thing one or whichever they jump, it almost startles you because they just come out of this thing and you're just like, what the heck? But it's basically like Winnie the Pooh or rides like that. Like it's a typical dark ride type of thing.
Yeah.
But.
We're going to jump on into the Lost Continent and just mention Poseidon's Fury real quick. I think little kids would be very bored with this. The only part I like is the thing, the circular, water function thing.
I feel like little kids could get a little freaked out because there's the kind of fight in there a little bit.
A little bit. So cheesy, though.
It's very cheesy.
So cheesy.
I'm utterly shocked that thing still stands. Like they haven't done something else with it.
Yeah,
there's so many things at Universal like that. Like, like as limited on space as they are, there's so many things they could do.
I know.
I figure like that maybe they will. But anyways,
maybe they will. You want to move on to?
Yeah, let's go to. Hogsmeade. Well, yeah, Hogsmeade. Let's go to Hogsmeade.
Fly the Hippogriff is one that small kids could do. 36 inches is the height requirement. But let's see. There's that one, and obviously Hogwarts again.
So you go back and forth
on this side. Hagrid's, you have to be 48 inches, so bigger kids could ride it. Forbidden Journey again, 48 inches. You have to be bigger,
right?
I would say four or five.
Probably, yeah, somewhere in there.
And then I think that's all of them. That's all the rides in there.
Yeah. That's okay. All the rides in there. Yeah.
And then, but of course, I did mention this on the Universal side, but kids like wands.
They do like wands.
They have the thing where you step on the little plate and you say a spell and it moves for you. I think it's cute.
They got Butterbeer over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is more in the other side, Diagon Alley, there's a lot of side things you can go over there that kids get to go. They got little shops, and there's, I think there's more little side stuff in there than there is over at Hogsmeade. But yeah, I mean, I would think if your kid's 5 or 6 years old, there's more stuff that would be at their alley. If they like Harry Potter especially, they could find some stuff in there. I forgot to mention, wrapping up, talking about, since Seuss-Land is kind of the main kid thing, mm-hmm. How would you rate it overall for, I mean, for kids?
Oh, it's cute. It's really cute.
I mean, it's very well themed after Dr. Seuss. I mean, they have,
it's really cute,
characters that come out. I mean, now it's all distance, so they put them on a stage, but they've got like Cat in the Hat will come out, and mm-hmm. Thing 1, 2 and whatever, and then there's a couple other characters. So the Grinch makes his way out there. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of cool stuff for kids over there. I mean, it's the most Disney thing you'll find at Universal.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Well, I just mean in
it's
terms
a bold
of
statement.
Well, I didn't say it is Disney. I'm saying the most Disney-like thing is what I mean, in terms of having characters being based for kids.
Like you could plop it where Storybook Circus is.
I'm not married to Storybook Circus, so
No,
I might like Seuss Landing better. Than Story. I don't like circuses.
I know. It's okay. But you don't like clowns.
I don't like clowns.
I forgot to mention on the other side of Universal and Diagon Alley, that you can actually go through another entrance into Diagon Alley, except and not the brick wall.
Where?
So apparently there's like a wood framed entrance to the right, and you come in through the side street. So when you first walk in from the bricks and you see Green
right, yeah.
Bank and you see the, okay. So instead of going in that way, you just keep going on the street outside, and then there's like a little entrance, like another door you can go through.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now I need to find this.
Yeah. I don't know. So
did some guy just tell you this and you believed him?
No, I did some research.
Oh, thought some guy just walked up to you and was like, there's another door.
But sorry, I don't want to mention that. So if you have kids that are like are real nervous, especially about the dragon, because it is loud.
That is something to keep in mind.
Yes.
With us, there's been many times I've had the stroller and one of the children has been sleeping. That thing goes off every 20 minutes. And it's very loud. So if you, I have found, if you go over toward, and I can't remember what it's called, like when you first walk in, when you go to the right, so the first time you can, there's that little snack drink and get beer and drinks and butter beer over there.
I
forget what it's called.
Yeah,
there's seats over there. If you sit over there, the dragon isn't very loud over there,
and that's where the door is. It's on that area.
You have to show me. I can imagine where that's at. Anyway,
I'll show you.
But if you've got like napping children or something like that, that's a good spot to be.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere else, Diagon Alley is pretty small, that dragon's gonna be pretty loud in most of the places. But I found that one worked pretty well.
Yeah. So that's, I think that's it for Harry Potter.
I mean, there's that bus outside that talks.
Oh, yeah. The night bus.
The night bus. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's not
with
really
the
ride.
The voodoo head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move on to Jurassic
Park. Let's go to Jurassic Park.
So the Pteranodon Flyers is in Jurassic Park, and it's the first time I'd ever done it. And I did it with our daughter. And it's basically just you're in a little swing and you're strapped in. And it kind of takes you, like you're hanging down and you kind of just wind around. It takes like maybe 45 seconds. It's not very long at all. But it gives a great view of the park that you can see up there. But it is high up there.
But you say it's kind of freaked you out a little bit?
It went faster than I expected, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it's for kids maybe, you know. I don't know. And I want to mention, though, it's for kids 36 inches to 56 inches tall. So that's the max height is 56. But you have to, like, you could only go on it if you're taller than 56 inches if you have a kid with you.
Is that just to keep people off of it, I guess?
I don't know.
I don't think it'd be a safety thing.
I don't know.
Interesting. Because I know Jamie got off and she was like, you would have hated it. And I was like, really?
You really would have. Yeah.
All right. Let's say in Jurassic Park then.
Oh, yeah. The Jurassic Park River Adventure. It's 42 inches is the height requirement. It might be a little scary for younger kids.
It's a pretty steep drop.
Well, the drop, not so much. It's this. It's the fact that the dinosaurs have gotten out.
Well, yeah.
And might get you.
Well,
like that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
If you're a kid, like, oh, really?
Well, and when you go down the thing, that the T-Rex comes at you right before you dip down. It sure does. So that could, yeah, that could be something that would scare a kid.
So just like, you know, maybe not.
Again, I think this is where it leans toward when you're talking about Universal and Disney. You err on, you're thinking, oh, you know, a boat ride that drops, like, oh, I'm thinking Splash Mountain. This is a much more thrilled, intense version of Splash Mountain.
That is true. Universal stuff tends to be a little more thrilling.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It kind of errs toward being more thrilling,
yeah,
versus Disney definitely kind of errs the other way. So I think that's when you're on the fence, you kind of... And maybe some of this, too, you just... There's YouTube videos you can see to double-check. Because that's the thing, too. If you're not sure, I would double-check. Because you obviously... You know, parents know their kids the best, so you can kind of take a look at stuff.
And there's Camp Jurassic... Which is like the... Is that the exhibit one?
Camp Jurassic...
It's a play area.
Play area. Then there's Jurassic Park Discovery Center.
Okay, that's the exhibit
that's
one.
That's the exhibit one that's closed. Both closed. Well. Yeah.
Blah.
Those are closed. Well, I guess we could talk about the other ones that are closed too. The play areas. So we got...
Oh, okay.
Miship the Olive, which is, you might have guessed, it's Popeye. Yes. That is closed as well.
Looks like the boat.
It does, yeah. Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah. And I think that is all the areas that are... Yeah, we were... So it's Miship, the Olive, Camp Jurassic, Jurassic Park Discovery Center, and If I Ran the Zoo are all the play areas / discovery centers that are closed.
They're there, but closed.
They are there, so...
Yep. I don't think there's anything else in Jurassic Park.
I don't think so. And I doubt the new roller coaster they're building will be kid-friendly. Just
it is deemed the Velocicoaster, so I doubt it.
I saw a couple of inversions so far. Like, yeah,
get away from that, Jared.
I'm good. I don't think you'd be finding me on there.
So we're just going to go past Skull Island because I think that's too scary for kids.
Well, do they still have people to hop out in the queue to scare you?
I don't know.
See, when it first opened, they had scare actors in the queue. So when you'd be going, and the queue is very, it's dark. It's dark.
It looked like a dungeon.
And they would go through and, jump out at you and do stuff. Yeah. So I don't think this ride is very kid friendly. And I don't know, I think the last time I went through there, I don't remember there being any scare actors in the queue.
But, I mean, it's just extra people they have to have there. So
and especially now with COVID, I'm sure that they don't.
Yeah.
But at one point they did. So it's not super kid friendly, I would say.
Yeah. Next, what's the next one? I can't remember.
Shoot, my brain. Well, I'd say we'd go head over to Superhero Island.
Well, what about the cartoon area first?
Oh, you're talking about the old school. Oh, what is that area called? It's the old school
comic strip.
Yeah, comic strip, like the Betty Boops stuff. And stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically, nothing's open in there.
The Popeye and Bluto's, is it the barges? It's like the Lost River, remember?
Yeah.
You get soaked on it like it's a raft ride. I mean, it's open. Isn't it? I think it is.
It is open.
I think it's open. Yeah. And then Dudley Do Right Ripsaw Falls, 44 inches is the minimum requirement because it deemed itself like a water coaster when it first opened.
Yeah.
It's not really a coaster.
I mean, either one of these rides, you will get absolutely soaked.
Yeah.
It's not even it's just how wet you're going to get.
But from the outside, it looks cute.
It's really well themed. I mean, it looks, yeah. Okay.
Moving on to
Superhero Island. We'll go over there to
the
fun spot. The one over here that is the most kid-friendly, I would say, is the Storm Force Accelotron. This is the basically like teacups type thing.
Mm-hmm. No height requirement here.
Yeah, so. It was closed for a bit. Now it is open.
Mm-hmm. I would say Spider-Man, The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. It's a minimum height required of 40 inches. Sorry. So young kids can ride this. Now, we did a YouTube video for our daughter. I just wanted to check and see what she would thought of it. And she said it was kind of scary. So
there's parts.
Like, you know what? I'm not going to push it. So,
yeah, there's parts that would kind of,
But if your kid's really into superheroes and Spider-Man, they'd love it.
I mean, she loves Spider-Man.
She does love Spider-Man.
Every time she sees him,
I feel like she's just a little too young for it. So I would say like five and up range would be good.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. Dr. Doom's Fearfall. Only if your kid's like a thrill seeker. 52 inches is the minimum of that. So that's not super kid friendly.
No.
As well as the Hulk coaster, which is 54 inch requirement.
Yeah, so I don't think that's
super, older kids for sure. Yeah. That one.
I mean, if you're not sure about Spider-Man, you're probably not Hulk, would be my guess. Probably. Yeah. I'm trying to think, is anything else? I don't think there's anything else in this area.
I don't think there's anything else in that part.
There is an arcade in the Superhero Island part.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, if you got kids that want to, I mean, tuck in there and play some games. There's a lot of comic book stuff. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, they're for kids, especially if they're in the superheroes, there's a lot of cool stuff in the shops in there they can check out.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that's kind of cool about this area. Well, and there's also, they have characters come out. Wolverine, Captain America.
I mean, they have characters all around both parks, but you can't touch them. You can't do, like, side by side.
Right. I mean, normally they used to do sort of a, there was a parade of sorts. They'd come out on, like, four-wheelers, and then you could take pictures with them. So now it's, they put them up on a stage. You can take,
or
like,
something, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they basically make them high enough and far away enough where you can take like a selfie with them in the background,
right?
And they'll pose for it and stuff like that. So that's kind of what they're doing right now.
They'll never tell you when, though.
No, they just kind of show up. I mean, Wolverine was out there last time. The guy, these are the comic book versions of all the characters.
SpongeBob and his friends were in that little float thing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, and they do have on the Universal Studios side. I did forget to mention that. They've got Scooby-Doo and them that come out.
Elma and everything.
They go out in front of Mel's, and then there's that little SpongeBob. Normally it's a parade thing, but they kind of like bring them out and they just sit there and dance and do things. And you can take a selfie with them in the background sort of thing.
Yeah, it's social distancing.
I mean,
meet and greet.
Yeah, and they've got, you know, like when we walked into the park, they had Minions out there too. So they're kind of using characters in different ways, which is kind of cool. But again, there's no warning or time, they just kind of randomly come out. So all right, well, let's head over to Volcano Bay, which is not a theme park, but it's classified as one for Universal, but we'll just say it's a theme park, water theme park.
Go ahead. I was gonna say, I feel like just a blanket statement of this park is if you're at least like 48 inches, 5 or 6, and you can swim, you can pretty much do everything.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is a great park, or great water park for, you know, middle to older kids.
For sure. I think closer to 10 would have a really good time.
Oh, yeah. Even like 8-year-olds. Yeah. I mean, like, but just not really young kids. There's a couple things.
Baby Thor's age is really only the splash area he could
and
really
then
do.
The wave pool. The
wave pool, which he was not a big fan of.
Waturi Beach.
Yeah.
And it does that song every time they turn the waves on.
I mean, the drum beat.
Yes. Yeah. And all the lifeguards are just clapping to it. And it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So there's that.
There is that. There's the Puka Uli Lagoon as well.
Which we did not see because there was most of the stuff is on one side of the volcano. And there's like a couple things on the left side. We just never went to the left side.
It's hard for us to move much with our children and things. We're lugging lots of things around. We'll get over there at some point.
We're still learning.
And then there is, you know, something else for the kids you can do is their Lazy River, which is the Kopek Y. Am I saying that correctly?
I don't know.
Kopek Y, Winding River. It's a lazy river. The only thing about this one I will notice being, like, our daughter's the size of the tubes, she's small enough, like, she would go through the middle of it, like, if she sat there, so I kind of have to hold her up the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So for her, it's very relaxing. For me, not so much. But you know what? That's what you do for your kids. But they don't have different sizes of rafts, like, for little kids. So.
No.
And I don't know if you could bring your own in there.
No.
You cannot? Okay.
No.
Never mind, you can't do that.
The Runamucka Reef and the Taut Tiki Reef, they're all together. It's like that huge kids area.
Yeah.
For toddlers can do it. Babies can be in there.
There's
little slides.
Our daughter loves this area.
Yes. You can splash people.
Yeah, there's splash. There's two small slides on this left side. And then they get this whole, you can climb stairs and go up. There's two or three different slides. Some of them are more intense than others. Our daughter did the one that's sort of the middle.
Mm-hmm.
She liked it, but then the second time we went, she got a little scared.
She freaked herself out.
And then if you go behind it, there's all sorts of, like, you can touch your
Tapu Tapu,
which is sort of like their magic band at Volcano Bay.
Yeah.
You can touch it, and these water things will do different dances and splash you down. So there's a ton of stuff back there. So for little kids, this is a really, really cool area. And there is some seating in there, so if you wanted to, I mean, technically, it wouldn't be a very relaxing day to set up in the splash area, but you could. There's some tables. There's some chairs. So you could, you know, you can sit in here and spend a lot of time if you wanted to.
There's all, they also have cabanas in that area.
Where were those at?
They were in the kids area. There was a three or four of them. Yeah, no, if you first walk into the reef part, and there's, you know, those the big slides in front of you, if you go to the right all the way over, there's like one or three. Oh,
okay. I didn't go back on there. Right there. Okay.
But yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, and then I think that's probably about it for kids.
Wave pool, kids area. Yeah. The winding river.
Yeah, not the fast, there's a fast river. That one, what are the height requirements on that one?
On the fast one?
Yeah.
It'd be 42 inches.
Okay.
But it's called Te Awa, the Fearless River. You have to wear a life jacket.
Everybody does, yeah.
Everybody does.
It's pretty, like, there's part, yeah, it's, you know, moves quickly on parts, so
yeah.
So Volcano Bay, while an awesome water park, I mean, depends on your kid's age, but
yeah, the aqua coaster, the body slides, the raft slides, like all that stuff is good for, you know, yeah, 6, 7, 8
yeah, older. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah,
so it depends on when you're telling small kids, how small are the kids, so kind of what it comes into.
For our kids, since for our that kids, is our frame of reference.
A little small, yeah. all right, well, let's talk about some resorts, and okay. Then we'll close this out. So what is the number one resort you would say for kids at this point?
I feel like this is a no-brainer. It's got to be Cabana Bay. I know we just talked about that on the previous episode, but it is just, I mean, like, it's the theming is wonderful. The pools, they have the cool pool slides. They've got the bowling alley in yep. the hotel. The food court, or the Bayliner Diner, great food, lots of seating. Like, everything is themed so well here. And bonus, you literally walk like steps to get to Volcano Bay.
Yeah.
So if you're staying in the towers, especially, it's like right there.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful. If
the
you're,
pool area yeah, the is pools. Really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. So I feel like that one is probably the one that I would pick to be closest to it.
Well, that and the room too, the room size, the family suite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Volcano Bay would, or excuse me, Cabana Bay is the most kid-friendly resort in.
Yeah.
I would agree with you. I mean, we could talk about Surfside really quickly in terms of it's a lot of room.
There's the suites they have, there's a lot of room for kids.
And we'll do an episode on Surfside versus Dockside here coming up very soon. But it's a little bare in terms of amenities. It's kind of a ways away from stuff. So
yeah.
I would choose Cabana Bay over Surfside. Well, I would. The room at Surfside is nice, but again, it's there's some thin walls in there a little bit. But
yeah.
You know, we've stayed at Sapphire Falls, which I really do enjoy Sapphire Falls. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great resort. I like the rooms at either Cabana Bay or Surfside more. They just have more space.
Yeah.
But in terms of a resort, I mean, the boat is cool. Our daughter really liked the boat. They can mm-hmm. take the city walk, stuff like that. So, yeah, I would say Cabana Bay, though, as the one for kids the most.
Okay.
I guess. That's what you said. So.
I really do.
And we haven't stayed at many more, so at this point, if we do come across one that is we find better, we'll let you know. But it's so far this is kind of what we found. So, I guess we can talk about City Walk really quickly.
In what way, Jared?
Is there anything for kids?
I mean,
specifically, I don't think specifically there is.
I mean, there are. I mean, obviously, there's restaurants.
There's restaurants.
There's Burger King. If kids like Burger King,
and there's Burger King. That's true.
There's no thing to play with. There's no anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, granted,
Voodoo Donuts.
Well, they have to. Well, everybody likes donuts. That's a good one. And you could say the same thing about Disney Springs. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, World of Disney. There's nothing necessarily. You know, although there's a Lego store. Never mind. I'm going against my own point. Yeah, City Walk doesn't have a ton. Granted, City Walk doesn't have a ton of stuff compared to Disney Springs to begin with. But they definitely don't, you know, again, restaurants, obviously kids can go to, but it's a lot of restaurants and stores.
Yeah.
There's a Universal store in there, but again, that's the same stuff that you'll find in the theme parks.
I feel like more specifically for kids, like middle to older kids, like, again, six and up, whatever, the theaters is probably.
Yeah.
The biggest thing.
But
there's also the golf course.
Well, there is a mini golf over there.
Right over there. The haunted house.
Yeah.
One.
Again, depends. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Our daughter's at that age. She might kind of play.
Yeah, she
could play like 9 holes.
Yeah.
I think 18 would be asking a bit much of her.
Then she'd get bored and
I think she'd just start throwing the ball at people. And, you know, we'd get asked to leave. and then baby Thor would try and eat it probably. And then, that's what happened to us. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I wanted to mention real quick character dining. Because it's not going on right now.
This is interesting. But, and I think, we haven't got to do it, obviously, but I think this would be cool.
So they have the Grinch and Friends character breakfast. So it's the Grinch that comes out and, you know, you take pictures and he's snarky. And I've never done it, but it's only seasonal. So you can't do it year round. There's also Despicable Me character breakfast. Minions, Gru.
Our daughter would like this.
Oh, my gosh. She would love it.
Yeah.
And then there's also the superhero one, Marvel character dining.
So I get to go to this one?
Do you want to go to this
one? I mean, I do, but.
But I really, really don't know when it's like things are going to be coming back. Like the Despicable Me character breakfast is at, Royal Pacific, which we've never stayed at. So, I mean, like, we don't really know exactly where
they are huge. The Minions, they're very big.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But
I mean, like I said, we don't know when, but at some point those will come back and then those are an option. So they're not near as much as Disney, but they do have some options for that.
True that.
And if you're like our daughter, she'll like the buses.
And the boat.
Yeah, the boat. But the buses there's a Minion bus. And there was
oh my gosh, I just remembered this. Yeah.
a Pet's Life. Is it Pet's Life?
Secret Life of Pets. It's just wrapped.
Yeah. But she very much had in her head, she wanted to ride the Minion bus the last, because it seemed like the first ever little bit we went, it was always a Minions bus.
Yeah.
And then the last few times we kept getting a Harry Potter and then Secret Life of Pets. And then she was getting very upset that we could not get a Minions bus. And we tried to explain to her, we just have to get whatever bus we get, honey. And then
she was not happy.
She kind of accepted. She'd be like, okay. She did not like Shrek Bus at all, which I don't blame her. But I don't know. If your kid's like ours, maybe they'll find the buses to be kind of a source of entertainment. Because she would be on the bus and you could see the Minions and the whole time she's like, that's Stuart, and talking about him. So the buses potentially could be a source of fun for them.
I agree.
Maybe. So, all right. Anything else you want to add about the episode?
Gosh, I don't think so. I mean, the whole point of the episode was just to kind of give you an idea what kids our daughter's age and younger would get out of Universal. And I think a little bit. We went in 2017 with our daughter when she was 9 months old, and I don't think she did one thing besides Hogwarts.
We rode the carousel with her.
We did.
They had a sit-down part, which they have in there. Yeah. I remember we did that, but I remember you also got extremely motion sick.
Well, that sounds like something I would do.
but that was technically, I think, her first ride.
Was it really? Yeah. Because we did that before Disney.
We did that before Disney. Right. I think that was her first ride.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, if you're trying to compare Universal Studios to Disney for little kids, there's really not a contest, especially Magic Kingdom. For instance, you know, we've been doing Universal here lately quite a bit because they've been open. And she likes Seuss Landing the most. She can do everything in there. Everything else.
She likes Harry Potter.
She likes Harry Potter, but again, it's different. We went to the cast member, or not annual pass holder preview on Friday, and the girl just had...
At Disney. Yeah.
At Magic Kingdom specifically. And the girl had her fill of whatever she wanted to ride. We rode... oh man, let's see, we rode the Speedway, we rode the teacups, we rode Peter Pan, we rode Small World twice. We love our daughter so much, we rode that ride twice with her. Ariel, we did Dumbo, she rode Barnstormer. Like,
she rode everything she could ride that didn't
I think
have.
She literally did, other than People Mover wasn't running,
right?
She went back and did Buzz Lightyear. You know, especially if you're comparing Magic Kingdom to Universal Studios, if that's what you're accustomed to or know, definitely not as many options. But it just depends on the age of your kid. There is some stuff, especially when the play areas are open, but it's just not the same as Disney. And I don't want to try and act like that it is. And I don't want to act like that it's not good either.
It's just different.
It's
just
exactly kind of how it comes to it when we say... Universal Disney. It's just different. It depends on what you're looking for.
However, if you do plan a trip to Universal and Disney in the same time span, I recommend doing Universal first.
Yes. I would agree with that.
Yes.
I always kind of agree with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Universal, you can do usually in a day or two.
especially now, there's like nobody right. there.
I mean, if you didn't have kids and it was just you and a spouse or somebody else, you could do both parks in one day.
Yeah.
At this point.
You could.
So, but yeah, something to keep in mind. So hopefully this helps.
Yeah.
Like if you guys have any questions, you can always email us hello@ctm.show. That's the new email address. It's jared@ctm.show and jamie@ctm.show because there's been some email issues that I won't go into, but that's the new one. So it's quick and easy. ctm.show is the domain for the emails there. So if you got any questions, like, you know, feel free to ask us if you know we have experience with three and under.
Speaking
of almost four and under, but
speaking of experiences, I would like to experience some copy.
I love your segues.
You know what?
I want a mixtape of just your segues.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not good.
Well, it's funny being married to you. I know when you're starting them, and I sometimes like literally.
What do? Do I wind up?
I don't know how to describe it. I think it's just being married. I know when you're starting it, and sometimes I literally in my head just be like, I wonder where this is going to go. How's this going to? And it's funny.
Hey, now
you did. I love it. It's great.
Thank you so much.
Sorry. What was your?
I would like
saying?
To experience some amazing coffee.
You know, coffee is an experience.
Yes.
And to experience it to its fullest. You should go to expeditionroasters.com.
That is right.
That was
a good one.
You threw it and I caught it.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
So you go to expeditionroasters.com. Use the promo code CTM15. You will save 15% off every single order you place. And then if you order at least $49 worth of merchandise, you get free shipping. And they've got some great new blends they've been coming out with like crazy. Black Cookie is kind of my personal favorite right now. Red Velvet is pretty fantastic too. They've got some awesome mugs. They got some, I believe the new flavor they got is cookies and cream that's going to come out, which I'm very curious about that one. They also have sweet tea and hot teas and all sorts of stuff. So again, go to expeditionroasters.com, use the promo code CTM15. And if you would like even more content from Jamie and I and Jeremy and Rhonda from Mainstream Magic, you can go to Club 32 and join over there, which is our you get extra content, you get a bunch of live streams. It's a way to help us to continue to grow the network because doing all this takes resources. And in return, you get apparel discounts, 20 to 30% off of CTM apparel. You're going to get in-park live streams. And Jamie and I are going to start these back up. I was going to mention maybe this week we'll do a Cool Kids Kitchen, which is a cooking live stream. We have the Cigar Lounge, which I would do like to start back up this week. So, and... yeah, a bunch of other stuff like that. So I'm going to have a new show coming out on Fridays as well in Club 32. So if you go to ctmvip.com, you can join there. You can do yearly or monthly. We will be raising the price in there pretty soon. So if you're on the fence, I would do that now because once you're whatever rate you're locked in on, that's your rate. So whatever it is per year, per month, it won't go up unless you canceled, I guess. And then, but I probably if you canceled it was like really, really nice about it. I don't know. I'd probably give it what you originally had, maybe.
There's Jared just giving it away. Whatever.
Don't do that, though. I don't know. I'm not trying to be a hard stickler here. All right. Anything else?
No.
I feel like I had something. Oh, I was going to say our lives are just insane right now, but we will be doing more cooking live streams and stuff like that. It's just right now, like the past month and a half has been, I can honestly say, the most insane, busy time period of our lives.
Yeah. Since we've been married, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm kind of looking forward to the end of July, early part of August, to maybe like take a beat, take a chill a minute. What? Take a chill? That don't really make any sense.
Well, you know, we'll be back at, we're taking a little break from Disney because we've got a lot of stuff going on, but we'll be back beginning of August.
We will. Well, we'll take a little break because.
When you're unblocked.
Myself and our daughter are blocked. We can't, they tried, we can't go. It was kind of, you know, Jamie went with baby Thor a little bit. It's just kind of hard.
Just him and me. Yeah.
Well, and I think on some level you just said you just missed us being there. Cause that, part of it was just, we were there Friday together. We had a really, really good day Friday. It was a lot of fun. We got to ride a ton of stuff. And then all of a sudden it was just you and she took baby Thor with her. And it, I mean, he's great, but he's not always the, you know.
He's not always
the easiest to look. He's kind of demanding sometimes.
He literally just wants to walk around. That's all he wants to do. And I'm like, yeah, I can't let you do that at Disney when everything is social distancing. Sorry, lady. Didn't mean for him to like grab your leg. Shoot.
Oh, he would go up and try to eat somebody's leg. Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
Obviously, so. Hard to get mad at a baby, but he would try and eat a little. Yeah. Sorry. All right. Well, that'll do it for the show today. So thank you, Jamie, for joining us and me.
You're welcome,
yeah.
Jared.
And thank you for listening. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.